Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, and we're speaking to Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks baseball team, and having this 2019 spring season, hopefully a good one, as he's got some good seniors on the squad this year. Michael Brewer, Christian Hancock, guys like Hayden Voiles, and Mark Moore as well. Got Ethan Eckrich, the starting quarterback for Hillsboro, turned a different position player, and he's going to be in between the lines as well this year for Coach Lucas. But, Coach, I feel like a strong suit for you guys last year was your pitching. So let's start there with Southern Miss commit Michael Brewer, and you got Christian Hancock coming back as well. Just kind of talk about your pitching at this point.
Yeah, I think this year, we returned three really good pitchers in Brewer, Hancock, and Ethan Eckrich. You know, so those will be our, our three main starters, all three seniors. And so those are the guys that we're going to kind of revolve around. And our pitching should be our strong point, we're hoping. Obviously, we got to see how things kind of, turn out as the season gets going. But with, Brewer kind of, our number one starter, and then we've, Hancock's a great, pitcher. Eckrich struggled a little last year, but, he's been throwing great so far this year. And then we've got Logan Warren, a lefty junior for us. Brendan McLaughlin, another junior that can throw, Dayton Holter, and with all those guys, I think we have about eight pitchers or whatever. And so we're hoping that that's going to be our strong point, where we'll have our starters, and then those guys, the juniors, will be able to come in and, shut things down in relief for us. And so that's what we're going to go with to start out the season. Obviously, we'll probably have to have some guys kind of have some spot starts as we go, depending on our schedule. So that's kind of what our pitching's looking like.
Coach Lucas, I know Michael Brewer, with him being on the basketball team, probably got a late start when it came to getting prepared for the baseball season. Obviously, when you're a pitcher, it takes a little while to get that arm strength built back up and get the speed to where, at least to where Michael Brewer has it, which is, about low 90s sort of thing. In terms of, his time between the end of basketball season and baseball season, how do you feel like his arm is holding up at this point?
Lucky for us, Michael knows that his number one sport is baseball. So he was getting out and throwing, as much as he possibly could, stuff. He wasn't getting on the mound and, and getting the pitching in, but he was actually out throwing, getting some long toss in, and they ended the season, on a Tuesday, and he had texted me that night and asked me what I wanted them to do. And I left it up to them. And, I told them that the pitchers were going to be throwing bullpens. And I think as soon as I mentioned that, he decided he was going to be there the next day so he could get his pitching stuff, kind of starting going. And so I think his arm is right now, it's in pretty good shape. I mean, he's looked pretty good. He looked pretty good the other night in our jamboree. Right now I think he's on track to, still kind of be where he was last year. I mean, last year they got a late start also, but, he's a kid that, he knows where he's, he obviously he's got the scholarship. And so, he's already, trying to get his arm in shape and get things ready for the spring and then summer and then right into, him going down to Southern Miss.
Coach Lucas, I know Dylan Blizes, he threw a lot of innings for you last year, almost. I think he only threw a third inning less than Michael Brewer did. So you had a really nice 1-2 punch at the top of your rotation there. And Blizes is now gone, and that's 35 innings that you got to find elsewhere. But now Michael Brewer kind of, becomes that clear-cut number one for you. But you threw out a bunch of names like, Hancock and Eckrich and Warren. And guys like that. But when it comes to, the pitching, and you talk about it possibly being a strength for you guys this year, in what ways do you feel like the pitching could, be maybe one of the best in Jefferson County by season's end?
Well, I mean, Christian Hancock's going to be one of our main guys to rely on to pick up the innings that Dylan threw last year. I mean, Hancock had a great summer with Festus 253, and then Ethan Eckrich went and played some summer ball, some select summer ball, and had a pretty good summer, and then he's had a great, you know, winter for us throwing some bullpens. And so I think we've kind of got him worked out to where he's going to be able to pick up, you know, a bunch of those innings also. You know, and then guys like Logan Warren and Dayton Holter and Brendan McLaughlin and Grant Beck, I mean, those are all guys that, you know, in the summer for their Legion teams and stuff like that, you know, they did a lot of starting. So they can obviously start for us when we need them. You know, and those younger guys, the juniors that we have coming in, it's going to be their first taste of varsity. And for them, they're just excited to get out and play. I mean, they're excited to be, you know, playing varsity high school baseball. And, you know, and they're ready to kind of get things going. To them, it doesn't matter where they're at as long as they're out on the field for us.
All right, very well. Coach, let's switch over to the hitting side of things. You got several bats returning that had pretty decent years last year. You lose Tyler Isaacson, so a little bit of pop there in batting average from Isaacson. You lost some speed with Austin Fleming graduating. He hit .369, which is pretty good, but he also stole seven bases, which, based on the stats, was most on the team last year. So when it comes to the hitting, where do you feel like you can replace some of that power and that speed?
Well, I mean, we're hoping Brewer can kind of step up his game, obviously, to pick up, you know, some slack. Christian Hancock, you know, he hit .200 for us last year and did pretty well. You know, being a senior, hopefully he can kind of step up. You know, and then Hayden Boyles is another guy that kind of was, you know, hot and cold a little bit last year. But at the end of the year, he really stepped it up for us. And so we're hoping he can continue, you know, where he was last, you know, at the end of the year last year. And, you know, a big key, I think, for us is going to be Mark Moore. You know, we brought him up partway through the season, and he was a big spark plug for us. You know, and obviously he's had a great year so far with soccer and basketball, and so we're hoping that he can kind of continue to do the same thing with baseball and, you know, like him kind of at that leadoff spot. And, you know, if he can kind of start things for us, then that would, you know, be very beneficial for, you know, Hancock and Brewer. And then, I mean, you know, just guys like Hamilton who – you know, he's a junior this year. He's already got 1 year under his belt at the varsity level. You know, and Logan Warren's a kid that, you know, I really like the way he's been swinging the bat so far this year. And, you know, he's a left-handed first baseman and left-handed pitcher and swings it left-handed. So I like, you know, he's been swinging it great for us. So we're hoping he can kind of step things up, you know, and jump into the varsity level real quick for us. But, yeah, I mean, our hitting right now has been looking good. You know, looks good in our jamboree as we kind of got things going. Obviously, got off to a slow start, but once we kind of got out there and got to see some live pitching, it got better as we went on. So I'm excited to kind of get things, you know, get these kids, you know, the varsity experience that they need, because we've got a very young group. You know, we've only got five seniors, although we have seven returners. For some of these kids, it's just a matter of getting the butterflies out that they are now at the varsity level and, you know, getting them comfortable with it.
Coach Lucas, one final thing before I let you go. Give us the names of your coaching staff, and when it comes to certain aspects of the game, the speed, the power, and the pitching, kind of give us a runaround as to what each coach specializes in, including yourself.
For me, I do a lot of infield and hitting. You know, that's kind of been my strong point throughout my career. And then even as a coach, you know, my varsity assistant, Kevin Gillespie, he's been working with the outfielders a lot. You know, he's really been working hard with the outfielders. He did a lot of research on different things, and he knew what we needed to work on from last year. You know, and then my JV coach, it's Chris Gruey, who, he's been a pitcher, you know, all through his career and then throughout coaching. And, you know, he's worked hard with all of our pitchers this year throughout the winter. He's, you know, set up all of our winter throwing, you know, and he kind of runs all of our bullpens and stuff. He's not at some of our games, but usually if we send, you know, send him some stuff that the kids were doing, he's able to give us a couple of quick fixes. You know, and then Joe Felker, being our freshman coach, he's another guy that can kind of, he can kind of work with all the game. I mean, every part of the game, you know, infield, outfield, hitting and pitching. And so, you know, with the four of us, you know, we all work really well together. And, And we've actually got a great group of kids throughout our whole program, from our varsity down to our freshmen. And so the next couple of years, it's going to be pretty exciting to see what these kids can kind of grow up and see what they do.
All right, very well. Coach, if you don't mind, I'll sneak in one more thing, and I just wanted to talk about the district that you guys are in. It's pretty much the same. Cape Central, Farmington, Jackson, Northwest, Poplar Bluff. This time, Sekman's going to be a part of your district. That's a pretty strong district, don't you think?
Yeah. It was already a pretty strong district with the Jackson, Poplar Bluff, Northwest, Cape Central, Farmington and everything. And then to throw Sekman in there, that just adds another, really good baseball team. We had a tough district already, and throwing them in there just made it even tougher. And so we'll have to see how we can compete. I mean, we're class five for baseball. And so, it's a big class. A lot of big schools, and so hopefully we can kind of step up our game and really start to kind of start doing things in Class 5.
And I assume, Coach, that you have all of these teams on your schedule for at least one game?
We play most of them. We don't have Sekman, but we've played them in our Jamboree, which they looked really good. And then we don't play Poplar Bluff, but everyone in Cape Central, I guess. But we play about half of them. It's hard to schedule nowadays because, you could try to schedule everybody in your district, and then when the district seeds or district assignments come out, you could be switched. And so,
right.
But we play a lot of them, and so we'll kind of get to see how things go for us.
All right. Awesome. Coach Lucas, thanks for letting me sneak in a couple more things, and thank you for your time here today, and we wish you guys the best of luck this year.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro baseball team, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.